Text. This motion picture is based on actual events. Some events, characters, businesses, and dialogue have been changed or invented for dramatic purposes. A woman wearing a bathrobe wipes steam from her bathroom window. Someone lurks in the hallway, holding a gun. The young woman turns to the doorway as the intruder raises the gun and fires. The woman falls to the floor. The intruder stands over the woman and fires again. Title: Yoga, Teacher, Killer. The Caitlin Armstrong Story. Next, a red-haired woman leads a yoga class.
Shavasana. Now close your eyes. Close your eyes. I'm not going to continue until you close your eyes.
A young woman lying on her back complies as the instructor rises to her feet.
Now, as we drift into a new consciousness, I want to pose something to you that I've been thinking about.
She walks slowly forward.
As women, who determines our story? Is it us? Or are we giving that power away? Letting everyone other than us tell us who we are? What if we decided that from this day forward, we're gonna write our own stories? Without guilt, without apology, without feeling like a man or society has to tell it to us? What would that world look like? What would your world look like?
Later, the woman makes passionate love with a man in bed. Afterwards, they lie together.
What, do you want me to pretend it's not your birthday?
Is that an option?
Okay to be 35.
It's okay.
I'm just saying it's not old. Come on, there's worse things going on in the world. Watch the news.
I do watch the news.
Later, in the kitchen.
The sponsorship offer came through.
What'd they come in at? How much?
Like 10K.
10K? It's a world-famous energy drink. I'll go back at 20.
Really?
Yes, it's your quote. They need to respect that. Don't worry, I am your business manager. I will be the bad guy.
She taps on her tablet.
I just paid this month's mortgage on the investment property.
Okay, thanks. You know, until the sponsorship money comes in, I'm a little tight.
Yeah, no, of course, babe. I got you.
Cool.
The man opens a box, pulling out a black t-shirt with Momentum printed on the front.
It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah, let me get a picture of you in it.
I don't want to do this right now.
We need to be updating your IG more.
Can we do it later?
Yeah, fine. I'll just post a throwback one from one of your races.
One of the last three I lost. You look so much more beautiful without makeup. It's a compliment. What?
You said you were going to try to be more sensitive if we got back together, and this just makes me feel stupid.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, you've been so amazing these last 3 months.
She takes his hands.
Go to the gym.
Okay. I have that teacher training tonight.
Yeah, we'll celebrate your birthday this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, there's a new app called CycleSync Elite. All the gravel riders around the world are downloading it. It's like this GPS thing that helps us find each other.
Okay, yeah, I'll download it for you.
Cool.
I love you.
You too.
The woman slumps in a chair, sobbing. She picks up her phone from the table.
Hey.
Hey. Happy birthday to the best sister in the world.
I'm your only sister in the world.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I have this teacher training tonight.
Colin's not taking you out?
No, well, I have to go to this for work, and I just thought...
Never mind, I'm being so stupid.
You guys will celebrate another day. Hey,
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too so much.
Later, in a locker room at the yoga studio, the red-haired woman sits with another young woman.
Did they even call you his girlfriend yet?
Of course he does.
Last I heard, he was still introducing us as friend after 3 years.
Alex, look, things are different. I manage his cycling stuff now. We got an investment property together.
Didn't you buy it?
Both of our names are on it.
But you pay the mortgage. I know you two are really intertwined. I want to make sure he's meeting your needs.
He is the most supportive partner that I have ever had. He's smart. He's talented. He's inspiring. He makes me want to be a better person.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I know you love Colin.
Okay. I have to go.
The woman collects her yoga mat.
Hey.
Yeah.
Remember, being 35 is better than the alternative.
And what's that?
Being dead.
In a fitness club, Colin rides a stationary bike next to a dark-haired man.
You can take a break, dude.
Sweating, Colin looks past his friend at a brown-haired woman entering the gym.
Oh, Lady Mariah's back in town. Colin, put your eyes away.
Climbing off his bike, Colin approaches the woman.
Hey, I'm Colin Strickland.
I know who you are. They call you Gravel Jesus.
Yeah, he used to.
I'm Mariah. Call me Mo.
Nice to meet you, Mo.
You too.
How long are you in town for?
About a week for the race.
Yeah, from what I've heard, you're killing it.
I'm doing okay.
Winning every race, doing okay.
I don't know, I still get nervous every time I race. It's like it's my first time.
Yeah, that never goes away.
I was hoping you'd say it did.
At the yoga studio.
Yoga teachers, particularly female yoga teachers, need to bring a soft energy.
I am soft.
Yeah, look, I know your background is in finance, so maybe you're bringing too much of that energy here. Next time, try and be nurturing.
Have you had a complaint about me?
A few, yeah. But I know you have it.
Okay.
The redhead turns away.
Oh my God, it's your birthday. I just saw here on the calendar.
Yeah.
Any fun plans tonight?
I am attending the teacher training that's here tonight that you asked me to.
Oh, right. Well, great. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
In downtown Austin, Colin shares a beer with Mo in a tavern.
I started as a competitive skier, actually.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And then I found this.
Oh, you just found it?
I mean, I tried, and then I was good at it.
Yeah, apparently the best in the world.
I mean, you win all the time.
I used to. Not so much anymore.
Yeah, I worry about what's going to happen to me when I stop winning.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
You know, I feel like athletes are just wired to be really hard on themselves.
Yeah, women in particular sell themselves short. You should be very proud of yourself. You're changing the game for female athletes.
That's very sweet. I don't even know what to say, other than I think that you sell yourself short too.
How old are you?
25. How old are you?
I am 35.
Hmm.
So this is all gonna end soon.
What do you mean?
These knees are only gonna last so long. Gotta make some room in my life for some new beginnings.
Sounds like a loaded statement.
I think it's the end of an era. The end of me being an athlete.
You're quitting.
I wanna go out on top.
What did you do before cycling?
I was an engineer.
What? No way. I studied to be an engineer too.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. This is crazy. I don't think I've ever met anyone that I've had this much in common with.
At the yoga studio.
I want to write my own story. What do you mean, Caitlin? I want to improve my relationships, particularly with my partner. I'm holding on to a narrative about our history that doesn't serve me anymore.
And what is that narrative?
That I'm not good enough.
I see. So the fastest way to change is to not judge yourself for feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight it. Just lean.
Caitlin leans forward slightly.
No. I mean spiritually. Just lean towards acceptance. Once you accept the bad feelings, then you can work towards feeling equal and whole, separate from your partner.
But he completes me.
The leader nods politely. Back in the tavern.
I live in San Diego. I stay with one of my best friends when I'm here. I love Austin. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great culture. Great art scene, great food. It's weird. You never get bored here.
Yeah, I love the art here.
What kind of art do you like?
I like modern art. I think the more abstract things are, the more life is accurately represented.
You're the exact point. I wish we could spend more time together while you're here.
Meanwhile, at the yoga teacher training session, participants all enjoy conversation as they help themselves to salad.
So it's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I had plans with my boyfriend, but we rescheduled because this work is so important. My boyfriend, he's Colin Strickland, so we're both really busy.
And what does he do?
Oh, he's a gravel racer, the best in the world.
Oh, I don't follow the sport.
Oh, you should. It's so exciting. I'm his manager. I used to work in finance, so I'm really good at negotiating, but Colin and I, we're a team.
What motivated the big change from finance to yoga?
Caitlin stares at a piece of fruit on her fork.
Oh my God, is this mango?
What is it?
I'm just really alert. I'm really allergic to mango.
Do you have an EpiPen?
No, I'm just really allergic.
The leader rushes to Caitlin's aid.
Should I call 911?
No, I don't need an ambulance. I'm just, my throat feels really tight. Maybe some Benadryl. Do you have Benadryl?
I think I have some in the back.
Okay, please, if you could help me. It's okay, you guys, I'm okay. I'm so sorry. It's just an allergy. Oh, God, I'm sweet shaking.
Later, it's dark out as Caitlin stands in the kitchen with Colin.
I don't know what it is with Paula, but she totally has it out for me. And I'm her best teacher. I know it. The students love my discipline. I mean, I should have her job, honestly.
It's tough.
It's awful, which is why I spend most of my day just dreaming about when I get to lie next to you.
Colin's expression darkens.
Kate? We need to talk.
Turning, Caitlin tenses.
Can you come sit next to me?
Don't do this, okay? Please, not again.
It's only been 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. We're just figuring this out. Colin, you are my soulmate.
I'm not in this the same way that you are. You can see that, right?
Stop. Please, okay? Don't say that. Just stop.
You deserve for me to be honest with you. I feel like we're just going through the motions. We're great business partners, but I am not ready for a family.
I have put too much into this!
Softening, Caitlin moves closer to Colin.
Okay, look. I love you, all right? I want you, and you are the only good thing in my life.
Do you have any idea how much pressure that is?
How are you gonna talk to me about pressure? I literally have a ticking clock inside of me. Colin, God. God, I am so
stupid. Every single time, I am so hopeful. I'm so stupid.
Caitlin rushes out of the kitchen. Colin follows Caitlin into the bedroom as she lies on the bed.
I'm sorry, I love you, I just...
Don't.
I can't.
You don't. You don't love me. If you love me, then why are you doing this to me?
Because I can't give you what you want.
Colin.
I don't feel like I can ever give you what you want.
Colin, you're everything that I want.
Kate, I feel like my walls are closing. Okay, you talk about kids all the time.
Please stop. I already feel pathetic enough. Oh my God, what are we gonna do about the property, about the businesses?
We'll figure it out. But we don't stay together because of those things.
Did you only get back together with me because of my money?
No. I don't care about money. You know that.
Yeah, you're always happy enough to use mine.
I'm not gonna stay here while we insult each other.
Insult each other? Colin, you're ruining my life. Sleep.
With Colin now out of the room, Caitlin rises to her feet and stands to the left of the doorway. Gritting her teeth, she thrusts her fist into the wall. Later, Caitlin confides in her friend Alex at the studio.
He was my whole world.
Caitlin.
Please, look, I already know how pathetic I sound. Don't make it any worse.
Why don't you go stay at mine until he finds a place and moves out?
No. I don't want to leave him.
So what's going to happen? You two will just keep living together?
Yeah, until he finds a place. I don't want him to find another place.
Alex stares at Caitlin's battered knuckles.
Caitlin, what happened?
Nothing. I was just working out at a boxing gym.
Tell me the truth.
I am. I know this sounds so crazy, but I feel like he was my last chance. And we're supposed to be together. We'll do everything together.
Well, it's biology. You're 35. Your body wants a baby, and he's there. He's not that special. Trust me.
Feelings are just so enormous. I feel like I'm going crazy.
I know. Just remember, you've been through hard things before, right? So you can get through this. Just remember who you're surviving it for.
Who?
You.
Elsewhere, Colin sits at the bar with his friend.
It's like I woke up and I was like, it's not enough. For her, for me.
I mean, I love Caitlin, but... You were never sure, and that's not fair. You're right.
You're right.
They down their shots.
I know, you're right.
It's insane you're still living there. You gotta leave. Okay, you're gonna fight nonstop, or worse, get back together. Then you'll break up again in 6 months because you don't want her.
You know the house is half mine.
Can you buy her out?
Hell no, I'm broke.
Then leave.
Every other time we've broken up, we've stayed living together.
And you've never stayed broken up. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
At home, Caitlin reads from their shared tablet.
Kate and I broke up. Can't say much here, Mark. You should think about changing your password. Nothing. Work stuff. Caitlin and I ended things for good this time.
Caitlin smashes the tablet on the counter. Ah! then collapses forward, sobbing. Later, it's dark in the house as Caitlin sits on the couch. The front door opens. Colin enters, turning on the light.
Hi.
Oh. Sorry, Mark was talking my ear off. I saw you called a few times.
Yeah, I was just really scared. This man was following me.
What?
Yeah.
Did he hurt you?
No, he was following me and he started yelling at me and I tried calling you and I was so scared I just ran to my car and took off.
Caitlin, I'm so sorry.
Rising to her feet, Caitlin wraps her arms around Colin.
I know you don't like guns, but you should really reconsider it.
With me moving out, I think you'd feel a lot safer.
What really made me feel safe was knowing I was coming home to you. I'm sorry if that's weird of me to say. I'm just really struggling.
Make sure you report it to work.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Tucking bedding under his arm, Colin moves to the couch.
Oh, the iPad stopped working. But I'll get us another one tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. I don't really use it.
We can still share it.
Pausing at the door, Caitlin watches as Colin prepares his bed. She then walks out. It's daytime. Wearing a helmet and athletic gear, Mo speeds on a bike along a gravel path, others riding several lengths behind her. A crowd cheers the riders on. Smiling, hunched over her handlebars with her legs pumping the pedals, Mariah flies across the finish line. Mo's grin grows wider as Colin approaches her. Elsewhere, Caitlin and her boss, Paula, sit together on the yoga studio floor.
I can see you're in a lot of pain. How long has it been?
I don't know. 10 days?
Paula nods.
I understand that you're going through a really hard time. But the class can feel your energy. It's negative.
This is the hardest time of my life.
Yeah. I think we need to have a bigger conversation. I'm not firing you, okay? I think you need to take some time.
You know, I would be very careful about firing someone in distress.
Are you threatening me?
No, of course not. I'm just looking out for you.
Smiling, Caitlin calmly stands up and leaves the room, leaving Paula looking unsettled. Later at home, Caitlin reads a text from Colin. Sorry, out with Mark. We'll be back late. Logging into Colin's dating app, she finds several unread messages from random female fans. While swiping through the flirtatious messages, Caitlin shakes her head. She then downloads the dating app. Elsewhere, Colin sits with Mo at the bar.
Why'd you guys break up?
We're just not aligned. You know, we've broken up so many times. We're just so different. You know, she hated the movies I wanted her to watch and the art I wanted to show her. And I felt like an asshole for feeling the way I felt about that stuff. Like the way she dressed. But then I realized it's a metaphor for her and I. You know, the way we see the world is just, it's totally different. What moves us is totally different.
You sound like such a dick.
Too honest.
Too honest.
A little too honest.
Elsewhere.
Thanks for meeting me so quickly.
Of course. I mean, I'm flattered.
Well, I know what I want.
And what's that?
A life partner.
Meanwhile...
I can't believe I'm sitting here on a date with a guy who's been single for like 10 days. Why are you smiling?
Because you called it a date.
Back in the bar.
Someone to share things with, build a future with.
I mean, I want those things too. But in the future...
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what I want in the present too.
Oh?
Meanwhile, Colin shares a slow dance with Mo.
I wish we didn't live in different cities.
Swaying to the music, they lock lips in a long, passionate kiss. Back at the other bar, Caitlin now stands in the bathroom, staring herself down in the mirror as she distractedly rakes her nails on the skin of her forearms. Sometime later, she talks to a red-haired doctor working in a beauty clinic.
Yeah, I mean, I see a big difference. Don't worry, it's not that deep yet. We can fix all of this. Baby Botox.
Okay.
So, you want to look like this?
Yeah, like when my boyfriend and I first met.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
But, I just want subtle, like, not obvious. Because if my boyfriend were to see it, if anyone was to see it, I don't want them to notice.
Absolutely. Subtle is my specialty.
I wish it was mine.
Later.
Your total today is going to be $650.87, Ms. Armstrong.
Oh, I thought that you guys sent the bill in the mail.
The receptionist glances at their sign about payment on site.
How would you like to pay?
Caitlin fishes through her purse.
I think I left my debit card just in my cart out there, so I'll go get that and back.
No problem.
Caitlin walks out. Outside, she rushes across the street to her SUV. Glancing over her shoulder furtively, she climbs in. After starting the engine, Caitlin speeds away.
Hey!
The receptionist runs out of the clinic, throwing up her arms helplessly. At home, Caitlin sits on the couch, a pile of bills lying on the coffee table.
Well, I've been going through our books, and I don't even know where to start. With the shared accounts, the businesses, the properties, this place. We can't stay living like this forever.
Want to buy me out?
Colin, you know I can't afford that.
How about I buy you out? I think we both know that won't happen. Or we can just stay living together like this.
As what? As friends?
Yeah. We talked about it. We had an agreement.
We didn't, Colin. Like, this is not what I wanted. Like, I wanted to fight for what we had.
Standing up, Caitlin approaches Colin.
Look, we just didn't try hard enough.
I feel like all I did was try.
Relationships, they take work. And nothing good ever comes easy. I think you know how much I love you. And that's never going to change.
Closing his eyes tight, Colin rests his head on Caitlin's chest.
It's just cycle after cycle, though.
Caitlin lifts Colin's head and looks him in the eye.
Let's break that cycle.
They begin to kiss passionately. Later, outside, Colin knocks on a door.
1 second, I'm coming.
Gazing into Colin's morose expression, Mo's face falls. Inside.
I'm sorry, it's just hard.
This is hard for you?
I know it's not fair, but it is hard for me.
Why?
Because you are the most amazing woman I have ever met.
about? Are you getting back with your ex?
I think so. I promised
you. What did you promise her?
That we'd give it a real shot. We're so intertwined. It's complicated.
He takes Mo by the hand.
If it's complicated, then why are you touching me like that?
Sorry. You're right. I don't know how to act. I don't know what to say.
I did not see this coming.
Neither did I.
I'll see you around.
Standing up, Mo looks down at Colin expectantly. Getting up, downcast Colin heads for the door before turning around.
I hope we can still be friends.
Really, Colin? How do you think that's going to make Caitlin feel?
At a firing range, a man guides a woman firing at a target. In the next lane, a man shoots his own pistol. Next to him, alongside Caitlin, Colin loads a pistol.
He was berating me at work today.
What a pig.
It keeps happening. I'm so glad you got this for me.
Well, I can't always be around, so if it makes you feel safer...
It definitely makes me feel safer.
Hold it.
Caitlin grips the gun, smiling.
You know, I think you're so right when you say that every woman should own a gun. It levels the playing field. The true feminist statement.
I do always say that. All right, screw it. Lean in. There we go.
Colin guides Caitlin as she takes aim.
Whew! Is that good?
All right, lean into it.
This time, she hits the target.
There it is. How'd that feel?
Good. Okay.
Taking aim, Caitlin fires again. On another day, a crowd has once again gathered to cheer on their favorite racers in a gravel dirt bike race. Leading the pack, Colin speeds along the trail, glancing over his shoulder at his competitors just behind him. Colin rides to a first-place finish, with Caitlin clapping from the sidelines. Colin crosses the finish line, his arms raised in the air. As he skids to a stop, Caitlin rushes to his side. Other race fans form a semicircle around the pair. Caitlin's expression changes slightly as she spots Mo, watching them from a distance. Colin follows Caitlin's gaze, then turns back to Caitlin. As Caitlin kisses his cheek, Mo disappears into the crowd.
You did it!
Later, a party is in full swing at Caitlin and Colin's house. Friends, including Colin's pal Mark, stand gathered around the kitchen island and in the living room, dancing to the music and enjoying drinks. Emerging from the kitchen with a beer, Caitlin taps the bottle with a spoon. Partygoers continue dancing and chatting, seemingly oblivious.
Hey, you guys! If I could just have your attention for 1 second. I just want to cheers my love, Colin, who won another race. You are an inspiration, and I am so grateful to be your girl. I love working with you. I love lifting you up, and I love being by your side every single day. Cheers.
Thanks.
Mark approaches Caitlin.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Hey, it's good.
Hi. Oh, let's go get some refreshments.
He takes her aside.
So, you're doing okay.
I mean, it's hard, but when you're meant to be together, you can make it work.
Well, you are very understanding. It's amazing you made it work.
I try, or I'm trying, but so does he. I mean, he's given me a lot of grace.
Oh, so you saw other people too?
No, of course not.
I mean, it's just, you know, it can be difficult to get back together.
Wait. Was Colin? Did Colin see someone else? Tell me. Mark, come on, tell me. You have to tell me. You're my friend.
I think you went on a few dates with some girl, Mariah, when you guys had broken up, but, you know, it wasn't serious.
Who is Mariah?
She's a gravel racer, you know. I don't know. It wasn't serious.
Aghast, Caitlin steps back. Later, she plays Mo's race video on her phone for her friend, Alex, at the yoga studio.
Are you watching this?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the chick that Colin has been seeing.
When you guys were broken up for, like, a second. I'm sure it wasn't serious.
Yeah, but I saw her watching him at this race.
God, just look at her. She's like a decade younger than him, than me. She's so successful already. God, it just makes me so angry. I could just...
What?
That I could just kill her.
You don't mean that.
No, of course I don't.
It's nighttime as Caitlin lies next to Colin in bed, who slumbers peacefully. With her back turned, Caitlin holds their tablet, reading Colin's messages. There's a message from Mariah.
Hey, you haven't been calling me back. I just want to know what's going on. If you just want to be friends, and that seems to be the case, that's cool. But you have to talk to me about that, because honestly, my mind's been going in circles, and I don't know what to think.
Caitlin pulls the tablet to her chest. She reaches for her bedroom lamp.
Colin, get up.
What?
Wake up. We need to talk.
About what?
I think her name is Mariah.
We bike together.
You bike together? Is that what they're calling it?
It only happened when we were broken up. We weren't together. Didn't you see other people?
Colin, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I shot my face up with poison. All I could think about was getting you back. Her mind is going in circles. She doesn't know what to think.
Oh, my God. Have you been reading my messages? Is that how you found out?
Stop, okay? I'm not doing this again. You don't get to make me feel like I'm crazy.
This is crazy.
Stop it. Stop trying to gaslight me.
You've been reading my private messages.
You've been seeing someone else. Someone who's younger than me, who's more successful than me, who has everything in common with you.
I came back. Okay, I'm here. I came back here. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but I didn't see the point.
Is she still part of your life?
I see her sometimes, but work stuff.
Sitting up,
hey.
Colin takes Caitlin's hand.
Let's put this behind us. Hey, I want us to be happy. Don't you?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Colin pulls Caitlin into his arms. Later, as he sleeps, Caitlin reaches over Colin, taking his phone from the nightstand. The phone locked screen comes up, so she holds the phone in front of Colin's face, which unlocks it. Climbing out of the bed, Caitlin rushes to the living room couch and sits down. She begins scrolling through Colin's phone. Elsewhere, a phone buzzes on a nightstand. On her couch, Caitlin holds her phone to her ear. Sleeping in her bed, Mo wakes up and picks up her phone.
Hello? Colin?
No. It's not Colin. This is Colin's girlfriend.
He's in the other room right now waiting for me to join him.
So don't call him. Don't text him. And don't you dare ever try to see him again or I will make you regret it.
Tensing, Mo hangs up. Caitlin, meanwhile, allows a small smile to creep across her lips. Early the next morning, Caitlin is alone at the firing range, firing holes into the target. Her last shot is a bullseye. Caitlin slowly lowers her pistol. At home.
Babe, wake up. I'm making shakshuka.
Colin slowly wakes.
What?
Did you hear me? I'm making our special breakfast.
She sits on the bed.
Okay.
Wake up. Come on. Let's go.
Caitlin rushes out. As Colin slowly sits up, his gaze rests on a framed selfie of himself and Caitlin hiking on a mountain peak. He then reaches for his phone, finding Mo in his contact list. He changes the name to Christine before typing a message. Saw on IG you're back in town. Want to swim tonight?
Colin!
Yeah, coming.
Replacing his phone on the bedside table, Colin leaves the room. Reply from Christine reads, "We should talk." Sometime later, in a fast food joint, Colin shares a burger, fries, and a beer with Mo.
Don't look at me like that. We're friends.
I'm sorry for everything. You know, I made a commitment to Caitlin, and I feel like I should honor that.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about something.
What?
Caitlin called me, and it was threatening. She said that you guys got back together and that I should never call you again.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, it was intense and insane.
At home, Caitlin sits on the couch holding her phone. She logs into Colin's cycling GPS app. Once in, she calls up Colin's profile. She then searches for Mariah's. Back at the burger joint.
Hey, I'm sorry. Okay, there's no excuse for that. I'll talk to her.
I want to be something good in life. So if I'm complicating it, I can step away.
No, you are the simplest thing in my life. You make me feel alive again.
You know what the strangest part is? I feel bad for Caitlin. You don't really love her. And you should have the courage to let her go.
Yeah, I feel bad for Caitlin too.
Back at home, Caitlin performs a search for Mo's current location. The result comes back. Austin, Texas. At the yoga studio, Caitlin lies on her back on a bench in the locker room. Her striking, intense blue eyes stare up at the ceiling above as she reaches for her phone lying at her side. On it, the cycling GPS app shows Colin and Mo together at the burger place. She springs to her feet. At home, it's dark outside as Caitlin, wearing a black baseball cap and dark clothes, tosses couch and chair cushions to the floor before completely upending one of their chairs. Grabbing a planter vase, she flings it to the floor. She then flips over the coffee table. Meanwhile, Colin drops Mo off at home on his motorcycle. As he pulls up to the curb, they both dismount and take off their helmets. Smiling, Mo puts her arms around Colin. As someone watches from a car across the street, Mo heads to her front door. A little later, after a shower, Mo wipes steam from her mirror. Wearing a bathrobe, Mo runs a comb through her wet hair. In the hallway outside, someone gripping a pistol moves to the bathroom doorway. It's Caitlin. Mo turns to the sound.
Cassie, is that you?
Her gun raised, Caitlin steps into the doorway and fires. Mo drops like a stone, hitting her head on the side of the tub and coming to rest, facing upwards. Caitlin stands over Mo and shoots her again. Droplets of blood splatter on Caitlin's face as she stares down at Mo's body. Moments later, Caitlin rolls Mo's racing bike onto the front porch. clambering down the stairs to the front yard. She ditches the bike into the bushes before dashing into the darkness. At home in the shower, Caitlin frantically scrubs blood from her face and hands. She stands in the hot water, leaning back against the shower wall. Meanwhile, upon returning home, Colin enters the front door. His face tenses as he enters the trashed living room.
Kate? Kate, are you here?
He pulls out his phone and dials.
It's Caitlin. Leave a message.
Hey, give me a call. Somebody's broken into the house.
Later, police have arrived at Moe's apartment. A pair of detectives approach the door.
So no one saw anything? Heard anything?
Apparently not.
Well, the friend who called in the murder said that Moe was last seen with a Colin Strickland, another pro biker.
Boyfriend?
It's unclear.
We need to bring him in.
Yeah.
Just keep a brave face.
What do you mean?
Your first homicide case is always hard.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, we just came home and we found it like this.
Has anything else like this happened in the neighborhood? Are we the only targets? What's going on?
Not that we know of. Anything missing? Jewelry?
No, I don't think so. Just stuff broken and turned over.
I saw a lot of nice bikes out in the garage. Any of those missing?
No, thank God. I'm a pro rider.
The officer makes a note. Back at Moe's apartment.
Ready?
Yep.
The two detectives enter the bathroom, finding Moe lying in a pool of blood.
Look at that. A bullet wound. Someone stood directly above her and shot her. Right in the heart.
Right in the heart. It's overkill.
It's personal.
In an interview room at the police station, Colin sits across from the young detective.
I'm going to record our conversation. Colin, you're probably wondering why we had officers bring you down here tonight.
I'm going to cut straight to the point. You were the last person to see Mariah Wilson alive.
Colin leans forward in his seat.
What are you talking about?
We found her shot in her friend's apartment.
Got an alibi? Am I a suspect? Yes, I have an alibi.
Can you tell me your whereabouts with Mariah this evening?
I picked her up just before 6 p.m. We went to Deep Eddie's to get a bite. And on the burger joint.
And what time did you drop her off at home?
Just after 8 p.m.
Go up to the apartment with her?
No. No, we were supposed to ride today, so we just said goodbye. She went inside and I went home.
Notice anyone around you? Anyone follow you? Any suspicious vehicles?
It was dark. Nothing unusual.
Tell me about the vehicles at your home. Yours?
Yeah, I have a motorcycle and a pickup truck.
We also saw an SUV.
No. That's Caitlin's. She's my girlfriend.
And was she aware that you were out with another woman?
She was not.
At home, Caitlin stands by a rain-speckled window, trembling as she watches a police car pull up outside the house. As Colin exits the cruiser and heads to the front door, Caitlin rushes to the living room. Colin enters and slowly walks in.
Well, hey, babe. Babe? What's going on?
I'm Mo. Mariah.
What about her?
She's dead.
Wait, are the cops looking at you? Colin, are you a suspect?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. They made it clear that they were just talking to friends and family that knew her.
Why do they want to talk to you? You haven't been in contact with her for months.
Caitlin puts her arms around Colin.
God, this is so awful. It's okay. It's okay.
Later, in bed, Colin lies awake.
I saw Mo last night.
Caitlin sits up.
What?
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I knew you'd be upset. She said you called her. It all seems so stupid now.
Okay. It's okay. All right? It's okay. Let's just put all of that behind us. This is so much more important.
Where were you last night? When our house got broken into?
I had an appointment.
With who? The cops are gonna ask.
An advisor. A spiritual advisor. I didn't want to tell you because I thought you'd think it was stupid, but I was hoping it would help us.
Thanks for understanding.
Caitlin lays her head on Colin's chest.
Colin, I love you. And if this is gonna work, I have to learn to trust you again.
Caitlin lays her head on Colin's chest. Elsewhere, it's daytime at the police station as the two detectives work in a shared office. The younger detective peers at his superior's laptop.
Colin's alibi checks out. We got his cell phone records back, and he was nowhere near the apartment when Mariah was killed.
Hours of ring footage, and we have nothing.
Wait.
What?
Stop. Zoom in on the car.
Video taken outside Mo's apartment.
This one? Mm-hmm.
A dark SUV passes the camera.
That looks like the SUV at the Strickland property. The one the girlfriend's driving.
Hey, look up the girlfriend. Caitlin?
The younger detective moves to his computer.
Armstrong.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait. There's a warrant for her arrest.
What?
It's weird. It's for skipping out on a Botox payment.
Botox?
May 13th, 2022, 2 days after the murder.
Now palms meet in heart center as we bow our head in gratitude. Namaste.
The class all bow.
Great work, you guys. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
As class breaks up and Caitlin rolls up her mat, the two detectives enter the yoga studio.
Ms. Armstrong? Detective April Brown, may we speak?
Yes, I'm just in quite a hurry, but my schedule is at the front desk.
No, Ms. Armstrong, you don't understand. We have a warrant for your arrest.
We're going to need you to come to the station.
Later, in an interrogation room...
I didn't know her at all, but what happened to that girl is tragic. And I'll pay for the Botox.
Had you met?
I think maybe once. She was in the same line of work as my boyfriend.
Can you explain why your car was at the scene of the murder? Can you explain why we can place your car at the scene of Mariah's murder?
Do you need to get that?
Her jaw clenched. The detective stands up. The detective rises from her seat and opens the door. As Caitlin sits thinking, the detective meets her co-worker in the hall.
We have to let her go. Whoever wrote the previous warrant got her birth date wrong and spelled her name with a C instead of a K.
You're joking.
Nope, I'm not.
The detective rejoins Caitlin.
Caitlin, you're free to go. But just so that you know, we have a warrant to search your home and officers are on their way.
After giving a slight nod, Caitlin stands and rushes out of the room. The detective puts a hand to her forehead and exhales deeply. Later, she questions Colin.
Colin, we know that you are here on your own free will, and we really appreciate that. I just have a few questions left for you. What did Caitlin say to you when you told her about the murder?
She said she didn't know that Cherrywood was a bad neighborhood.
The detective makes a note.
She said that to you?
Yeah.
Did that strike you as odd? How would she know what neighborhood the murder happened in?
Listening in the next room, the younger detective shakes his head.
It didn't strike me odd at the time.
I'm gonna cut to the chase. Do you think that Caitlin is capable of doing this?
No. No, we have a complicated relationship, but if I ever thought that Caitlin was capable of physically harming another human being, I would extricate myself from the relationship.
But was she a jealous girlfriend? You were involved with both women. We can place her SUV in East Austin at the time of the murder. Do you know why she would have been there?
She was seeing a spiritual advisor.
You know the name of that person?
No.
The cops came back and they took my phone and they took my iPad.
Why?
I don't know. They were here. They were searching the house again. What should I do? Should I get another phone?
Oh, like a burner?
I don't know, Colin. I don't know.
Caitlin, what was on the phone?
What are you talking about?
Was there something bad on the phone?
No, of course not. Colin, I'm really scared. What should I do?
Oh, from a criminal perspective, we have nothing to hide.
Yeah, okay.
And you were with the healer that night, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So call her.
I can't.
Why not?
Because she's really private.
Caitlin Mariah's dead. The police are looking at you. You need an alibi.
Okay. I'll call her. It's just, she works in a very specific way and everything's done anonymously. What?
My lawyer said we should separate.
Colin, no. No, I can't be alone right now.
No, I know. I don't want to be alone either. It's temporary until this all blows over.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to go to your dad's?
Yeah, probably.
Caitlin slowly stands up.
I'm going to go get some coffee at Java's. I'll take my car.
As Caitlin rushes out, Colin exhales and puts his hands on his temples.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Later, Caitlin stands beside her SUV in a used car lot with a man in his 60s.
What you want for it?
15.
Yeah, I could do 12.
Okay, fine. But I need to be paid in cash.
Yeah.
At home, Colin sits in the living room with Mark.
She said she was going for coffee. She left. She didn't come back. That was hours ago. Colin, I can't talk to you anymore.
What? Mark, you're my best friend.
I know. Colin, I don't...
What?
It's how you've been acting.
What?
You weren't honest with Caitlin.
Mark, I made some mistakes. Hey, you don't think...
Mark, you don't think I did this, do you?
Of course I don't think you did it.
I didn't.
I know. But Colin, I can't be anywhere near this.
You don't deserve this, Mark. I didn't do this. Don't do this, man.
I believe you. I know you didn't want her to die, but you set this train in motion. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
No. No, Mark. Mark!
As Mark walks out, Colin pushes his fists into his chest and sits on the couch. Meanwhile, at the police station...
Well, we can place her SUV at the scene of the murder, and Colin's alibi checks out.
Yeah, and hers does not.
But we still don't have enough because we cannot see the license plate from the security camera.
Good.
An officer hands over a folder.
Thanks.
Opening it, the detective starts reading.
Holy.
What?
The bullet casings found at the scene match the guns from the Strickland Armstrong residence.
Get a warrant for her arrest.
They rush out.
Yeah.
Sometime later... Colin opens his front door to the waiting detectives.
If you want to talk to me again, I'm going to need my lawyer. I'll be at my dad's.
We want to speak to Caitlin.
She's gone.
A bird's eye view reveals the New York City skyline, where Caitlin, carrying her bag and backpack, approaches a small, rundown house. Text, May 20th, 2022, 9 days since the murder. Walking up the front steps, Caitlin knocks on the door.
Hey, sis.
Damn it, Kate, I've been calling you.
What the hell happened?
In the living room, Caitlin scratches at an angry hive, bloody on her shoulder.
This is the worst I've seen them.
I just need to take some Benadryl. They'll go away, they always do.
They sit together on the couch.
Hey. I just want you to know that you can talk to me. Tell me. Why did you come here?
I came to protect Colin.
Caitlin. I've seen the news. Did he?
Sobbing, Caitlin lays her head into her sister's lap, who gently caresses her head. It's still dark out as Caitlin goes for a morning run through a forested park, passing a couple of camping tents along the trail. Scenes play in her mind. Entering Mo's apartment, clutching her gun, washing blood from her skin, making love with Colin, and shooting a bullet into Mo's unmoving body on the floor. As she passes a man walking in the opposite direction, the man pauses and takes her photo with his phone. Later, as Caitlin's sister returns home and walks into the house, she finds it empty. Caitlin's bedding lies folded on the couch. Back in Austin, Colin writes a social media post on his laptop. I'm reeling from grieving Mo's death and from the facts that emerged during the investigation. I cannot begin to imagine the pain felt by Mo's family and her close friends. There is no way to adequately express the regret and torture I feel about my proximity to this horrible crime. I'm sorry, and I simply cannot make sense of this unfathomable tragedy. Colin. Meanwhile, two police officers get out of their vehicle and knock on Caitlin's sister's front door. The redhead looks at the officers.
She's not here.
Elsewhere, a jet plane lifts off the tarmac. Costa Rica, the fertile jungle, covers the mountainous landscape, where ocean waves roll up on a sandy beach. At a hostel, it's dark as Caitlin walks into the rustic reception area.
Hello?
She looks around. There are tables and a sitting area. It seems deserted.
Hello?
A man, buried in one of the couches, sits up.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Oh. Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
Oh, no. No problem at all. We don't normally get newcomers so late.
I was hoping you'd have room for me. I'd like to stay a while.
How long?
3 weeks.
Oh,
How much is that?
It's, $3,000.
Great. Okay.
Caitlin pulls a stack of bills from her wallet.
You are gonna love it here. All are welcome. What's your name?
Ari.
What a beautiful name. Well, Ari, get ready to relax to the max. I'll grab you your room key.
Caitlin smiles as she takes the keys. Text, May 24th, 2022, 13 days since the murder. Later, in the rough-hewn communal bathroom, Caitlin dyes her hair brown in the sink. After turning off the tap, Caitlin dries her hair, then gazes at herself in the small mirror. It's morning as bright sun shines in the reception area. Caitlin sits alone at one of the tables, checking her phone. Reaching for her wallet, Caitlin counts her remaining cash. Entering the common area, the tropical shirt-wearing, mustached hostel manager approaches her.
Hey.
Hey.
I clean the rooms also.
Cool.
Well, I moved to Costa Rica from New York over a decade ago to open this place, so, if you need any information, where the best breaks are, anything else?
Actually, I was wondering if you needed any yoga teachers.
Oh, you teach?
Yeah, for over 5 years now.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, I'll, keep it in mind.
Also, where does the Wi-Fi work best?
Oh, yeah. Terrible connection in here. Common room is best.
Cool. Thanks.
Moments later, sitting in the common room, Caitlin searches herself on the internet. Results read, fugitive, suspected murderer on the run, yoga teacher killer. Caitlin brings a hand to cover her mouth, her eyes wide. Sometime later, Caitlin sits in a tiny doctor's examination room.
Miss Ray? Hi, nice to meet you. I'm your doctor.
The bearded doctor in his 40s sits down.
Today you're getting a rhinoplasty, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, don't worry. This will go great.
It always does.
I just want it to be over.
It will be soon.
The doctor turns to a side table with a computer keyboard. In Austin, at the police station, the senior detective carries a folder into her colleague, sitting at his desk.
We got a hit on the sister's passport in Costa Rica.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a hold of the embassy, get them to do a blanket search of all the resorts, lodgings.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Hey, she's been gone a while, and we don't know what she's been doing for money. She's got one skill, yoga.
Okay.
Why don't we put out an ad online looking for an English-speaking yoga teacher in Costa Rica?
That's a great idea. I'm on it.
Amir.
Caitlin lies in a hospital bed.
Oh, please.
A nurse hands her a mirror. Caitlin's swollen, bloody nose is partially covered with a bandage, angry purple bruises across her traumatized face. Standing in the communal bathroom at the Costa Rica hostel, Caitlin counts cash in her wallet. Caitlin's nose is now slightly less swollen with a smaller bandage across the bridge of her nose. Leaning forward into the mirror, Caitlin gingerly touches it, wincing. Later, as Caitlin scrolls through Craigslist ads on her phone, the manager, listening to music on earbuds, wanders over to join her.
Oh, Jesus, sorry. What happened?
Serving. Broke my nose.
The man sits down.
Are you okay?
Yep, fine. Hey, are there any more classes I could pick up to teach?
I'd have to check the schedule. I mean, maybe. Between you and the other girls, we're pretty covered.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Be safe out there, okay?
Yep.
The manager rises to leave, then turns to her.
It happens a lot.
What does?
Surfing accidents.
Wincing, Caitlin grazes her nose with a finger as she turns back to her Craigslist ads. She stops scrolling. One ad reads, "Looking for English-speaking yoga teacher." Caitlin smiles. Text, June 27th, 2022, 6 weeks since the murder. Police burst through the hostel front door.
What is here?
Guns drawn, the officers rush towards the manager.
Don't shoot! Where is Caitlin Armstrong? Who?
Moments later, he leads them to Caitlin's yoga class.
Just keep your focus. Inhale and on the exhale.
The cops burst in, surrounding Caitlin.
What is here?
The senior detective from Austin steps forward.
It's time to come home, Caitlin!
How did you find me?
You answered an ad for an English-speaking yoga teacher.
The detective looks down at urine flowing down Caitlin's leg. The two detectives, accompanied by local officers, lead handcuffed Caitlin out of the hostel. Other guests, members of the yoga class, and the hostel manager all look on, dumbfounded.
Well, this is horrible publicity.
Meanwhile, an officer opens Caitlin's safety lockbox, finding two passports inside. One hers and one her sister's, along with her wallet full of cash. Back in Austin, the two detectives proudly parade Caitlin up to the police station, passing several media lined up outside. At home, watching breaking news on TV, Colin reads the on-screen headline, "Love Triangle Murder." Outside the police station, the senior detective stands at a podium.
This case was updated to a major case which involved officers who could not be here today, including many foreign Costa Rican officials. On May 17th, a homicide warrant was issued for Caitlin Armstrong. A major case includes the nation's most violent criminals. She used aliases including Beth Martin and Ari Martin at yoga studios and other lodgings since her arrival at Costa Rica on May 18th. Law officials went door to door conducting multiple interviews, which paved the way for Armstrong to be detained by authorities at the Don Toms Hostel on an immigration violation for fraudulent use of a passport. We have now closed a 43-day investigation searching for a fugitive. She's being held on a $3.5 million bail. I'll take questions now.
In prison, a corrections staff leads Caitlin into a small room where she slips into prison trousers with black and white stripes.
I look like the Hamburglar.
Later, Caitlin meets a lawyer in an interrogation room.
Okay, so to get started, I need all your passwords for your social media. We have to wipe all of it. Is this funny?
No. I used to do all the social media for Colin.
On the topic of Colin, it's more than likely they're going to try to pit the two of you against each other in court.
It won't work.
I know this might be hard to hear, but there's rumblings that he's mounting a very aggressive defense against you. One that paints you as a crazy woman.
No. Colin wouldn't do that. Colin's a feminist.
People are a lot of things until the law is involved, Caitlin. Look, all we need to worry about is creating reasonable doubt. Okay, they talk a big game, but there's no evidence. Where's the DNA? It's all circumstantial. So I'm going to create a very aggressive media campaign.
Good. Because I'm innocent.
And it is your right to assert that. And it's my job to get you the best defense. To that point, they're going to offer you a plea deal.
I'm not taking it.
Now, Caitlin, I know it's not ideal, but you should strongly...
I said I'm not taking it. And I don't want you to bring it up to me again. There's no way in hell that I'm taking a plea deal.
Look, I am excellent at my job, but I feel I need to say this. They are going to try to pin this on you.
I am innocent. And this conversation is over.
Outside, the lawyer gives a statement to media.
Why do the Austin Police Department seemingly ignore a tip about an ex-boyfriend of Miss Wilson? Did the inexperience of two key officers assigned to this case play a role in its apparent mishandling? Who vandalized the home of Miss Wilson the night of her death, and why? Now, I understand reporters often get information from law enforcement sources, but the police have a vested interest in painting a picture that supports their initial assumption and actions. They might also be inclined to gloss over details that are of interest and relatable to their mistakes in this unfortunate situation, this terrible situation. Simply put, there's a lot more of this story to hear, and we look forward to these legal issues ahead. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just get to the trial and then...
In prison, Caitlin's on the phone.
I don't know. I try to spend my days doing as much as I can.
Her sister asks,
Are you lonely?
No, I'm making friends.
Are you eating?
Caitlin works out in the prison gym. Panting, she rides on a stationary bicycle.
Are you sleeping?
Caitlin tosses and turns in bed.
Yeah.
Later.
It really hurts. I have to go see a doctor. Look, it's an old yoga injury, and I'm not sleeping. I need help. I need to go to the doctors, please.
Later.
Yeah, it really hurts. It's an old yoga injury, and I'm not sleeping at night. And if there's anything that you could do to help, it... Yeah, ow. When it's extended like that, yeah.
Later, two officers lead Caitlin out of the doctor's office to a prison transfer van outside. As one officer moves to open the van door, Caitlin slips out of the second officer's grasp and makes a break for it, sprinting across the parking lot. One of the officers gives chase. Caitlin easily speeds ahead, darting between rows of cars and heading for a wooded area beyond the parking lot. The officer running behind her trips and falls to the ground. Reaching a chain-link fence, Caitlin begins to climb over it, only to be yanked back down to the grass by the pursuing officer. Holding her hands behind her back, the officer quickly handcuffs Caitlin. As the officer flips her on her back, Caitlin grimaces. Suddenly, memories of happier times with Colin flash through her mind. They face each other lovingly. Caitlin runs her fingers over Colin's bare chest as she tells him,
You won't remember how you survived the storm. You will remember who you survived it for. I did this all for you.
With gentle sunlight warming the room, Caitlin kisses Colin passionately. Back in the present, Caitlin grimaces in the dirt as the prison officer leans over her.
I'm innocent.
In an Austin courtroom on November 1st, 2023,
The last thing Ry Wilson did on this earth was scream in terror. A nearby surveillance camera caught those screams. Those screams are followed by pop, pop. She was shot in the head. Then there was silence. She was dead. Once dead, she was shot in the heart. We plan to present video, cell phone, ballistics, and DNA evidence that proves Armstrong killed Wilson. This woman is guilty, and we're going to prove it. Thank you.
The prosecutor moves away from the juror's box and sits down, Caitlin's lawyer then stands up and addresses the jury.
I'm going to keep this brief. A woman is dead, and we do not need any more dramatics. There is no camera footage of Armstrong at the scene. The state's so-called forensic science is questionable at best. The state and investigators were so desperate to keep Caitlin Armstrong in their crosshairs that they had tunnel vision. And they jumped to conclusions. Now, you may have questions. Why did Caitlin go to Costa Rica shortly after Mariah's death? Frightening things were happening at her home and she did not feel safe. More importantly, Caitlin is very passionate about travel and yoga. Travel and her love of yoga informed all her decisions.
The lawyer retakes his seat next to Caitlin. Sitting in the gallery over her shoulder, Caitlin's sister looks on. Later in the trial, the prosecutor hits play on a video showing security camera footage outside Mariah's house. The members of the jury all flinch. Later, Colin takes the stand.
Colin, has your relationship with Caitlin ever been violent?
No.
You know Caitlin very well, don't you?
No, I do not. I thought I did.
Later, the judge asks,
Caitlin Armstrong, would you like to testify?
Her face a tangle of emotions, Caitlin glances back at her sister before facing the judge once again. Her lawyer whispers in her ear.
I choose not to testify.
The judge makes a note. Later, the prosecutor once again addresses the jury.
Included in Armstrong's cell phone extraction are images of Wilson that Armstrong viewed on Instagram. And multiple instances of Armstrong's phone tracking Wilson's CycleSync Elite account. Now, CycleSync Elite is a popular fitness app where people can view location details and comment on photos uploaded to the app. Caitlin also searched, and I quote, "Can pineapples burn your fingerprints?" End quote. 2 days after Mariah's murder. Does that sound like the behavior of an innocent woman? Therefore, if you look at all the evidence, look at it with common sense, logic, and you'll find that the evidence,
he points at Caitlin,
is right there. Thank you.
Sometime later, a member of the jury rises from her seat.
We, the jury, find Caitlin Armstrong guilty in the murder of Mariah Wilson.
Caitlin gulps, tears welling up in her eyes. Caitlin's sister also begins to sob. Caitlin's lawyer glances at his client solemnly. The two prosecutors, meanwhile, give each other a nod. Sometime later,
see if you can focus on the discomfort.
Caitlin sits on her yoga mat.
And help your body relax. Don't expect the pain to go away. Just notice it. Without any judgment, without needing to control it.
Caitlin's lone student asks,
the pain will never go away?
Well, we can't expect it to. All we can do is try to breathe through it. But, I mean, people, they never remember how much something hurt. They just remember who they're surviving it for.
Who are you surviving it for?
Smiling, Caitlin's eyes fill with tears.
I'm surviving it for the love of my life.
Text. On November 16th, 2023, Caitlin Armstrong was sentenced to 90 years in jail. Caitlin is appealing the verdict and claims she was pregnant at the time of Mariah's murder. In jail, Caitlin teaches yoga and meditation to other inmates. Yoga Teacher Killer, The Caitlin Armstrong Story. Cast, Caitlin Armstrong, Katie Lotz, Colin Strickland, Kyle Schmid, Mariah Wilson, Larissa Diaz, Detective Brown, Monise Peter, Detective Bertrand, Brad Harder, Rick Kofer, Jason McKinnon, Landon Jones, Dean Redman, Mark, Emmy Aniki, Christine Armstrong, Natalie Farrow, Judge, Miranda Edwards, Alex Levinson, Heidi Bowman, Paula, Megan Hewitt McDonald. Casting by Judy Lee. Production designer, Mo Curtin. Director of photography, Jonathan Kischel. Edited by Devin Taylor. Music by Taylor Swindles. Supervising producer, Tim Mudd. Co-producer, Caitlin Spencer. Co-executive producer, Lisa Alford. Executive producer, Oliver DeCagney. Executive producer, Timothy O. Johnson. Executive producer, Stacey Mandelberg. Produced by Naveed Sufi. Story by John Doolin. Teleplay by John Doolin and Katie Boland. Directed by Katie Boland. Stunt Coordinator, Chad Sain. Associate Producers, Paralee Cook, Grant O'Kane, Tim Spence, Celeste Crow. Production Manager, Celeste Crow. Set Decorator, Rachel Sugden. On-Set Dresser, Alicia Worsdell. Props Master, Juan Pablo Gonzalez Amaya. Key Hairstylist, Selena Taylor. Key Makeup Artist, Kathleen Foulstone. Costume Designer, Jaden Devine. Production Sound Mixer, Tad Nazar. Script Supervisor, Sam Summingoot. Production Coordinator, Carrie Croft. Extras Casting, La Hiltz. Post-Production Supervisor, Tim Spence. Online Editor, Ron Pinchelaya. Post-Audio Facilities provided by Maverick Post Group. Supervising Sound Editor, Gregor Phillips. Logos, UBCP, DGC. With the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. With the participation of Province of British Columbia Film Incentive BC. Copyright 2024, Murder Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo, Johnson Production Group.